Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kurt Crosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, continues now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for November the 14th in the year of our Lord, 2017. This is hour two at two, and the goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country in the traditions of our founding fathers. You know, nobody's kept an eye on the Bundy trials like we have in the news, ladies and gentlemen. The only person that I know that's kept up on things in Nevada and in Oregon a little better than us is Andrea Parker, wife of Eric Parker, who is now free and home. Thank the heavens for that. But again, the tyranny of the government is out of control. In my personal opinion, to which I'm entitled, Eric forced to agree to some charges to avoid the possibility of threat of forever in prison, so to speak. It's wrong. And it smacks of tyranny. It's the government out of control. But you know what? The more the government's out of control, the more the American people see it, the more the jury sees it, the more the judge sees it. So there is some at least good news to some degree. We've even got better news. Andrea Parker, welcome back to Liberty Roundtable Live.
Thank you so much, Sam, for having me.
All right, we got some good news, right, for a change?
Absolutely. Yesterday, Ryan Bundy was released on pretrial release. He went to a halfway house. I don't know if he's going to stay at the halfway house or if he will be released to his family. We will find that out today.
Now, that's a complete reversal from the judge. The sad part is, even though Ryan did get released to the halfway house, the judge ruled that Ammon Bundy, Cliven Bundy, and Ryan Payne all had to stay there, right?
Yes, that's correct. I believe she also had ruled that Ryan Bundy wasn't going to be allowed to be released as well, and then kind of did a switch in court. Now, this all stems from the evidentiary hearing they're having with Dan Love. It was a hearing that was supposed to take one day, has ended up going into 5 days now, and they did get some great information out. They proved that there was cameras on the ranch, something that the government has been saying there was not, and did not hand over the Brady information on this, over to the defendants 2 years ago. So they've proved that. They've also somewhat proved that these snipers have been around the ranch and were around the ranch before the 12th. So this goes to destroy the government's narrative that the Bundys were the aggressors, because they're stating that they've got proof now that there were armed agents around the ranch when the Bundys called out for help. And so this is completely changing the narrative. And now the judge on Thursday gave the government until Saturday to get the footage of the recordings of the ranch and hand them over. Now, the government's saying, oh, well, we had these cameras, but they were only live streaming to three or four different places, one including D.C. and one in Dan Love's trailer. And they're saying that they weren't recording. Now, I don't know about you, but the government records everything. So to say that these cameras weren't recording is ridiculous.
But here's the problem. Here's the problem, in my opinion, Andrea. The problem is the issue is honesty. Once you catch them lying, you can't trust them anymore. And that's where we are. And that's what they've done, is they've destroyed their credibility completely.
Absolutely. In fact, that is exactly one of the reasons that Ryan was released, is the government was arguing that the reason he could not be released was because he resisted arrest when he was arrested. Then they show a video of Ryan Bundy's arrest, and the judge actually starts getting angry with the prosecution and says, he's not resisting arrest on this video. So here we have, even the judge is like, I don't know if she just believes everything that they've said, but she watched that video and then decided to release him. So even here, she is saying, well, there's a MacBook that's missing that was Dan Love's. She's stated that she's going to give a jury instruction that there is missing information that could have evidence on it that could help the Bundys at the end, jury instruction to the jury. And she's released Ryan because she saw the video of him being arrested, and he was not resisting arrest. So as we speak, their case is just falling apart.
Wow. Where's the mainstream press? They seem to be strangely silent, don't they, Andrea?
They really do. But, you know, we're still seeing the heavy-handedness of the government here. Most of the hearing yesterday was under seal. So witnesses were, you know, the court observers were not actually allowed in the courtroom. And I witnessed this myself when I was down there for the beginning couple days of the evidentiary hearing. They would have times where it was open, and then other times where they'd say, okay, we're going to talk about information about Dan Love that is sealed, so everyone needs to get out and leave. And that was my first experience of what the jury is experiencing. Because I've been through these two trials for Eric, and many times the jury, you know, we're arguing stuff and the jury's not allowed in the courtroom. And I got a firsthand experience of what that feels like when you're told you have to get out and they continue arguing without you. And it does. It breeds distrust. When you are told you have to sit pretty much the entire day out in the hallway, how are you going to trust when you go back in what they're saying?
I don't even know how to respond, right? I mean, I just don't know what to say about this because they're turning the courtroom into a secret circus. Andrea?
Absolutely, absolutely. And apparently this is how our justice system has been working. You know, not only are they allowed to, if they can't get convictions, they're allowed to call it a mistrial and keep trying you and keep trying you. And this is not the only case that this is happening. This is happening all the time. And that's exactly what happened to Eric. With the sniper information coming in, that's the whole reason Eric was not allowed a self-defense defense, because there was no proof of snipers. It was the reason he was ripped off the stand when he was testifying for himself. So if this information had come out during the first two trials, or even just during the first trial, I believe that they would have been fully acquitted right then.
That's if you just have honor in the courtroom and transparency, though. The problem that I have is this secret deal. They've literally kicked everybody in and out of the courtroom over and over and over and over. They literally have all this secret stuff. Why? To protect Dan Love, who's showing to be a dishonest liar and a criminal? I'm going to say that because you guys probably can't, but I will. The guy's a thug. Why don't we just literally put that guy into the clink? Where's the transparency and accountability? And where's a jury of Dan Love's peers to literally lay out the truth in a transparent way? Where's the evidence to come to the stand? See, I have a problem with all this, Andrea.
I do, too, because as much as this is great information that all this stuff is coming out, still no one is being held accountable. You know, the prosecution, it has come out that Stephen Myrie was the lead person, the investigation into the evidence destruction. They reported to Stephen Myrie, and the person investigating knew that if they found that there was evidence destruction, the case would be dismissed. So even though we've got a couple good things, she still ruled against dismissing all charges based on the evidence destruction. So, you know, we're getting a little bit. But they're still, you know, they haven't dropped all charges, which they should have. There's definite Brady violations here, and that should have thrown the entire case out.
All right, now let me understand if I'm right on this. You know, we claim that the government brought snipers in, pointed guns at innocent people. Therefore, Eric Parker and others came to the rescue of some innocent Americans. And that's how our side tells it. The government said, oh, no, the thugs came with guns, the militia, the anti-government folks, the whatever slang you want to use to, in my opinion, manipulate the argument against us from the get-go, to label us, if you will. They came, and anyway, we were the peaceful guys. And the guys that started to kind of ratchet this violent idea up or this confrontation up, they're the ne'er-do-wells. They're the anti-government folks. They're the militia. They're the whatever, whatever, whatever. The truth is, the facts came out in court on that score, too, didn't it?
Absolutely. You know, it came out that they had people, you know, they keep saying that this was just a roundup. But even in the first trial, it came out that the FBI was investigating the Bundys and setting this whole thing up. It wasn't just a cattle roundup. They were ready to have a Waco Ruby Ridge situation in Nevada. And if they wouldn't have called out for all the people, if the media and the independent media hadn't stepped forward, it could have ended out a lot different.
And the federal government literally had snipers pointing guns at innocent, unarmed people at first. That's what started this whole thing that came out in court, right? And they tried to lie and say that wasn't true.
Absolutely. And now it has been proved that there was snipers and that there were armed people around the ranch days before the 12th. So them saying that the Bundys called all these people and they were the aggressors, that's absolutely a false narrative.
All right, hang tight. Andrea Parker, wife of Eric Parker, on your radio. Got a lot of interesting info coming up. Hang tight. Liberty Roundtable live in seconds.
Ladies and gentlemen, what is the KQ? You know, the kosher question. Most Americans purchase their groceries while having no idea that almost every essential food product on the shelves is certified kosher by one of over 1,000 rabbinical agencies across the country. Indeed, the kosher question encompasses not only food and religion, but also affects our economics and politics. In an effort to promote awareness to this kosher question, developers have recently published an app for your smartphone that will not only educate users on this little-known phenomenon, but also features a database of food products that have not been kosher certified. The Kosher-tified app has prominent advertisement on TPC's homepage, or you can check out its website at kosher-tified.com. Wouldn't it be prudent to start eating in favor of your own interests? The Kosher-tified app will be your start. Download it now at kosher-tified.com. That's KOSCHERTIFIED.com.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today. Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
The bottom line is rogue agents in your dishonest government flat out lied, destroyed evidence, and got caught. I kid you not, folks. The mainstream press not touching it with a 10-foot pole. But the truth shall set you free. We shall cover it. Absolutely. Andrea Parker, our guest. We're talking about the Bundy trials. U.S. District Judge Gloria Navarro agreed to place Ryan Bundy on GPS monitoring and put him in a halfway house night before the trial. The trial's today. Hopefully Ryan will go home with his family. The judge ruled Ammon Bundy, Cliven Bundy, Ryan Payne must still stay. But here's the most chilling part of it all. Pete Santilli, a radio talk show host, The Pete Santilli Show, and a journalist. I know Pete. I've interviewed Deb on the radio several times. Kurt knows Pete and Deb as well. Deb's his girlfriend and co-host. Pete said...
No, Deb's not my girlfriend. Deb's Pete's girlfriend. Pete's girlfriend. Yeah, just make sure that's...
All right. You know. Okay, yeah. Thank Kurt's you. Got a wife of 40 years. We've documented that on the radio. And, well, 37
that's
years
right.
or whatever.
Just want to
so,
make
yeah.
sure.
Okay, good. I'm thank for that clarity for sure, because that'll never do any harm to make things clear. And I apologize for that inadvertent... Guilt by association. Well, I don't
yes,
know.
Sir.
Anyway,
okay.
All I'm telling you is Pete's girlfriend, Deb, and co-host. By the way, Kurt's my co-host, too, just to be further clear. Santilli accepts felony plea deal, will accept time served, and has been released. Now, Santilli, I'm writing this, has been forced to a felony count of obstruction of justice. The defense team now is scrambling to preserve Santilli's motions and subpoenas. Bottom line here is this was completely unexpected. My concern, though, is Pete wasn't even really involved. Yeah, you can say that he was at the Bundy Ranch. You can say that he was covering these things. You can say that he was sympathetic. You can say a lot of things about Pete. What I believe you can't say is that he was part of it, that he participated, that he was armed and dangerous and hostile or whatever. What they're really doing is taking the barbecue to Pete because he had the ability to tell the tale. He got a little too close. They asked me to be inside. Ammon Bundy asked me to be inside and be the journalist from inside, and I refused. Then Pete was going to go, and I called up Pete and said, "Don't do it, brother. It'll be trouble." Well, I don't want to say I told you so. It's too horrible. All I'm telling you, though, is Pete Santilli was a journalist getting the inside scoop, and he gets the worst barbecue of them all so far. What do you think of that, Andrea?
I think it's a total attack on our First Amendment. It is a win for the government because it's going to scare all the independent media away from doing things like this, away from getting the truth out there, and that's exactly what the government wants. Now, there was one other person that was barbecued a little more than Pete, and that was Jerry DeLumis, who took a deal in the very beginning, and he took the same deal as Pete and is getting, I want to say 7 years for the same charge that Pete took. Pete took it and was allowed to do his show as long as he did not cover the trial.
So now, I agree that Jerry got it a little bit worse than Pete, but when you think about Pete being a journalist, and literally I have evidence that he took the place of me when I refused to go on the inside. I was willing to cover it. We interviewed Ammon from inside the Malheur Wildlife Refuge, and we've been friends with Ammon for a long time. I'm not backing away from my friendship with Ammon in any way. But I didn't want to go inside there and cover it because I thought it was a mistake to make that move in the first place because I believe there was agent provocateurs in there, and boy, howdy, was that factual. Anyway, Jerry, though, is a little different than a journalist is kind of why I draw that distinction. What happens when you're a journalist or a radio talk show host and you're in the media covering the events, even if you go inside to cover the events, there's a big difference in those two.
Absolutely, and that's why he was dropped charges before he even went to trial in Oregon.
Where do we go from here? Because very few there's people at Readout News that are covering this. They're doing a phenomenal job, by the way. Sherry and crew over there are doing great. Liberty Roundtable Live, Liberty News Radio, doing a great job. That's our syndicator. I own both of them. But really, there's very few other people besides you and us covering this stuff.
Absolutely, especially through the first two trials, even the Nevada News, except for Las Vegas Review-Journal, you know, they weren't even in the trial. But as we speak out more, as you cover it, as I cover it, as Readout News covers it, it forces the mainstream media into the courtroom. So we've got to keep being loud, and we've got to keep doing what we're doing to get them to continue to actually step up and start reporting things.
Now, I want to interview Pete about the inside, about the details, about his experiences, because, again, I was the guy that was asked to go there first. I refused, and Pete went there. But there's almost a little bit of a kinship between me and Pete just because of that. I'd like to interview him about the whole story from the inside on through his jail terms, on through to his release. They won't even let him come on the radio with me and talk about it. They literally got a virtual gag order in place, don't they?
Absolutely. They want to silence him, and they have officially done that. He's allowed to have his show, but he's not allowed to talk about the Bundy Ranch and especially the trials. The trial actually starts today. They're finished with the evidentiary hearing, and there is another man, Micah McGuire, is taking a misdemeanor plea deal. He's supposed to get time served and be released.
And let me stop you there. All these people like Eric Parker, this Micah guy, Pete Santilli, any of these people that are taking any kind of deals are really forced into these deals by the fear of going to jail forever, basically. By a fear. In other words, it's not a fair discussion about, hey, we're going to match the crime to the whatever. We're going to give you a fair trial. It's going to be transparent because of the shenanigans in the courtroom, because the federal government lies, because the judges literally doubled down and prevented a fair, open testimony to get to the jury, because these people are fearful and taking these plea deals, in my opinion, by force. Andrea, I'm going to be the one to state that publicly, too.
Absolutely. Micah is in tier two. They do not even have a date for court yet. These men have been held over 2 years without a trial. And, when you're sitting there looking at, I've been in for 2 years, I don't have a court date even scheduled. If this trial goes into mistrials like the last one, they could sit there for another year and a half before they even see a courtroom. And they're sitting there like, oh, you can have a misdemeanor time served and be out tomorrow. You know, that's exactly what they're doing. The government has all the ability to hold you indefinitely and put so much hardship on your family, make you lose everything you've ever worked for, so that when you do win and get out, you are still broken. They have still won, even if you go to court and you win.
It's hard to know how to respond to this because the journalist gets the felony. I'm just telling you right now, Pete Santilli is saying he's literally the longest held journalist held over political issues. The longest held journalist in American history is what it says on his website. This is scary. This is scary indeed. I don't know where to go with this because I don't know how I could get closer to the situation than I already was. Is there a way I could be any closer to this? I mean, I was asked by Ammon in the beginning, come in and be the journalist from the inside. Richard Mack, come in and be the constitutional sheriff's representative from inside. And we refused. Then Pete decided to go, and I called Pete and said, don't go. And he said, I'm going in just to report. Understand that I'm a journalist. I'm not part of it, but I will go on the inside and report. That was our discussion. They can subpoena the phone records to prove it. I was that close to this situation. This is very dear to my heart, though. Something's got to be done for Pete. I don't know if we can get a hold of Donald Trump to pardon, but something has got to be done. I'm telling you right now, you will change journalism forever if something isn't done, Andrea.
Absolutely. We need full pardons for all these people, but more importantly, we need to put the real people, the people that destroyed the evidence, the people that created this entire situation, we need to hold them accountable. Because even if we get pardons for everyone, if we don't hold people in the government accountable for what they did, it's going to happen again.
I'm not willing to back away from covering these stories because I think honor and duty has me bound to do my very best to have the truth. And I know Ammon Bundy was frustrated with me for not going in. I know he's frustrated with Richard Mack because we don't see things exactly like Ammon does. However, we are friends. We will stand for the truth, and we're not backing away from that. One of the things interesting is I asked Lisa to come on the radio and talk, Ammon Bundy's wife, and she didn't feel comfortable about talking on the radio. I find that interesting because it makes me wonder if the government's talking to her and dividing us from telling the truth and standing together in solidarity. When we get back, let's have Andrea respond to that. Because I believe people are getting pressured on all fronts, in all kinds of ways. And I'm not comfortable with that and the repercussions and the fear running through the ranks based on out-of-control government lies in the courtroom and manipulations behind the scenes, gag orders on journalists, and more. Andrea Parker in seconds.
Your daily Liberty Newswire. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Scott Bradley here. Most Americans are painfully aware that the nation is on the wrong track and in dire straits. Unfortunately, most political pundits only nibble around the edges when they claim to address the issues. Even worse, many of the so-called solutions are simply rewarmed servings of what got us into the mess we currently face. And the politicians think we're so gullible and naive that we'll buy their lies that they have reformed and now understand where they led us astray. Unfortunately, the truth of the matter is that they simply wish to continue to hold power. The solution to America's challenges is found in returning to the timeless principles found in the United States Constitution. My book and lecture series will reawaken in Americans an understanding and love of the principles which made this nation the freest, most prosperous, happiest and most respected nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com and order my book and lectures to begin the restoration of this great nation.
Okay, girls, about finished with your lesson on money?
Daddy, what is a buy-sell spread for gold coins?
Well, when you sell a gold coin to a coin shop that's worth, say, $1,200, you don't actually get $1,200. But don't worry, we're members of UPMA now, so we don't have to worry about that.
Daddy, what if somebody steals our gold?
We don't have any gold at the house. It's stored safely in the UPMA vault, securely and insured.
But the S&P 500 outperformed gold. Daddy, gold is a bad investment.
Some people do think of it that way, but actually, gold is money. And as members of the United Precious Metals Association, we can use our gold at any store, just like a credit card. Or I can ask them to drop it right into Mommy and Daddy's bank account, because we're a UPMA member family.
Find out more at upma.org. That's upma.org.
Each week, the political cesspool, known worldwide as the South's foremost populist conservative radio program, hits the airwaves to bring you the other side of the news and to report on events which are vital to your welfare but are hushed up or distorted by the mainstream media. However, to continue doing this, we need your support. Go online at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a safe and secure donation. If you prefer not to make an online donation, you can send us a check or money order to the address on the website. No matter which way you choose, the political cesspool needs your support. Go online to www.thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a donation today.
With news the networks refuse to use, you are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, Andrea Parker with us, ladies and gentlemen. We're talking about the Bundy trials. We're going to see what happens today. Ryan got moved to a halfway house. The judge is getting sick of the lies by the federal government. We're starting to see cracks in the case everywhere. Hopefully the jury sees the truth, even though the government's lied, got caught, destroyed evidence. Despite more and more juries seeing this thing and saying not guilty, the government's on an absolute bender from heck, if you will. And all I'm telling you right now is they have literally been forcing people to take any deals, any compromises they've got, because people are afraid of rotting in jail forever with no speedy trial, with no jury of their peers. Their testimony railroaded. Eric Parker got on the stand and the judge just shut him down and said, you will not tell your story. You're done. This is the kind of stuff that make people accept these deals. Pete Santilli accepts felony plea deal. Now he's free. He's home with his girlfriend and co-host. I'm glad about that. But Pete Santilli is really the longest held journalist in American history. Folks, this is crazy. And I don't know how I can get closer to this, but I can't let this go. I can't not talk about this. I cannot let this lie. We've got to force this discussion of a transparent narrative. This is chilling. And if we don't do something now, I'm afraid we'll never have journalism the same in America, because people just will not report for fear of the heavy-handed, belligerent, rogue agents in government's repercussions. Even Lisa Bundy wasn't sure she wanted to come on the radio with me. I don't know why. I've been nothing but fair to Ammon, even when we disagree. Ammon and I from the Malheur Wildlife Refuge. He was in the refuge. I was on the radio. Had debates about the wisdom of taking over that refuge. About the wisdom. I said he should come out and be peaceful and there's a better way. And he said, no, Sam, you don't understand. Over time, you'll agree with me. But even Ammon and I had friendly banter, an open discussion. That's what America's genius is, by the way, about this. But now Lisa, I don't know if she's thinking I will not be fair to her. I don't know if she's afraid of the government. What do you think? I'm not trying to get you to double down against Lisa in any way, Andrea, but I am trying to understand this. What on earth is going on with this intimidation everywhere?
Well, absolutely. I think that a lot of it is we have to be careful about anything we say because it can be used against our husband. And it's a very fine line to walk. And I know when I came down for the first trial, You know, there wasn't a lot of people speaking out, and I decided I'm going to speak out. And there was many times my husband was sitting there like, you know, I'm in fear for your life. I'm in fear for what's going to happen to you because you're being so vocal about this. But I, you know, stood there and I said, you know, if we stop talking about it, they have already won. I am not going to live my life in fear because what they could do to me because I'm telling the truth. And that's what I've done the entire time. And I know that there's fear. I know that Jerry DeLewis, let's go back to him. He wasn't even there on the 12th. He got 7 years for obstruction for justice. He wasn't even there the day it went down because they threatened him. They said, if you don't take this plea deal, we are going to indict your son who was there with you. We are going to indict your friend who's going through cancer treatments, and he will die in prison if you don't take this plea deal. And that's how the government wins, because they will use anything against you. And obviously they lie and they manipulate things. So how do you win against something that is so big, has all the money, and can do whatever they want?
It's chilling. And this is the kind of intimidation I'm talking about. Guys and gals in the media are afraid to even report on this. They said, if I were to report on it with sympathies, that I could be subpoenaed to court. This is the intimidation. Now you've got Andrea fearful to talk, others fearful to talk because they're afraid that, hey, what if anything they say is used against their husbands? I mean, this kind of stuff is flat out tyranny abuse. How do we get this to the American people? Because I'm telling you, if the American people understand this intimidation going on, they will instantly be on our side. I guarantee it.
You know, just keep talking about it. You know, there was in Idaho, it was the Center for Self-Governance did a video. He was down there the day of the ranch, and he showed the video to everyone that takes their courses, the Center for Self-Governance. And the way that their documentary goes, it starts with the regular narrative and then blows it out of the water. And when people are open-minded and watch it, they say, they walk away with like, I can't believe that that's actually what happened. And that's half of the problem, is the mainstream media is going with their narrative and they're pushing that out and everyone just believes it.
Kurt, you want to respond to this?
Well, Sam, I don't really know what to say. I mean, because America, we have the land of freedom of speech. You know how freedom of speech works in America now, and that is, you have freedom to say things that you're told you may be able to say, but not things like, you know, truthful statements and things like that. I mean, you know, on the other hand, if somebody wants to do her freedom of speech like we talked about in the last hour with her finger in the air for the president, then she gets a lot of support. But it seems like freedom of speech when it comes to things that the government doesn't want to hear, those are kind of, you know, put way back to the back of the bus, aren't they?
Wow. I am just telling you, we need to do something serious about this. I appreciate Roger Stone. I appreciate some people standing up, but it's few and far between. We really need to get to the President of the United States on this, though. This court literally instilling fear. Wives, journalists, innocent people, people who were not even there on the date taking felonies, journalists, a felon now. I mean, this stuff is out of control. I don't know how to highlight it more, but I agree with Andrea. We need to keep talking. We need to keep this in focus. We cannot get derailed by the latest sexcapade or whatever else it is. I'm not saying those things don't deserve some coverage, but not compared to this, Andrea.
Absolutely. And, you know, charging people with an open-ended conspiracy, that shuts the family members up as well, because they say the conspiracy is still ongoing. So any of the family members, any of us that speak out on it, are then called unindicted co-conspirators. And I was called an unindicted co-conspirator in court because I was outside giving updates on what was going on.
I have a question.
I wasn't there on the 12th.
Isn't that a legal lie to say you're an unindicted co-conspirator? You're only a co-conspirator if you're indicted, prosecuted, and found guilty. Otherwise, you're not a conspirator at all, are you legally?
Well, that's how they intimidated our witnesses, so that anyone who came in that was there on the 12th was an unindicted co-conspirator, and we have our indictment sitting here waiting, so bring your witnesses in.
Wow. All right. Anyway, anything else we ought to know about today? And hopefully you can text me or call me as soon as we know what happens to Ryan and some of the other guys.
Absolutely. I hope that they reopen the detention hearings for the guys in court and for the guys still waiting for trial. But we are supposed to have Micah's change of plea hearing. Hopefully he'll be walking out today and be reunited with his family. We're supposed to have opening statements and possibly a first witness. So this is going forward, and it should be another quite exciting trial.
One of the last things we need to get out of this, and this is something that again, I warned Ammon about, and I've been concerned about the whole time. These agent government provocateurs that work for the FBI or the NSA or whoever the heck they work for, there was dozens of them involved in all these different things, tracking them, trailing them, spying on them, provoking them, arming them, training them. I mean, the list goes on. We don't even know the extent of that. But again, they covered that up in Oregon. They're trying to cover that up in Nevada. We need to get names of these people. We need to understand who they are and create transparency and accountability from Dan Love through the rest of them. Andrea, that's one of the biggest things we need to make sure happens. And I don't know how to get that to be transparent with all the gag orders and the court secrecy and all this stuff, but we have got to do that. Because again, that changes the game when FBI provocateurs have the cloak of government immunity or secrecy or protection or gag orders or whatever. They'll next time do the same things. But if we expose them and name them, the next group won't be so fast to act as agent provocateur, lying and scheming and scandaling for the government, training and arming and funding this type of activity and escalating it to proportions that create domestic terrorist allegations and such. This stuff has got to stop. And the only way I know is to expose them by name.
Absolutely. And the only way I've found to do this, and I've been able to name a few of them through the first trial, is to go in and sit in the courtroom, listen to testimony, and just take excellent notes. You have to make sure that you have everyone's names and then go through. And sometimes you find it out when that person is testifying, and sometimes you find it three people later. So you need to have good notes so you can go back and be like, yes, this gentleman was the one of the men who was undercover in plain clothes, who was actually helping arrest the flagpoles and things like that.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, I got one more question for Andrea Parker. I'll ask it now. She can respond on the other side, and then we'll let her fly. One question for Andrea. Is there anything you've wanted to say on the radio? I want to give you time to say it, and I want to make sure there's nothing that I've done to ever restrict anything you say. We'll talk about it. Hold on.
We fought. We learned. We struggled.
We won.
Despite Obama's best efforts, the newspaper of the human resistance survives. We have lived only to face a new nightmare, the war against the machines. Read about our struggle in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The Sovereign is a 24-page monthly tabloid newspaper about the war between man and machines. We've tried reason, we've tried legislation. We've tried every peaceful means imaginable, and all it's gotten us is shut out. So now we fight the machines. Order online today at thesovnews.com or find The Sovereign at select newsstands. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The human resistance's battle against the machines will be everlasting. This is mercy. It was never our destiny to stop the age of Obama. It was merely to survive it. Together. Together.
The first time I ever truly took a drink was the summer before my freshman year of high school.
When I was 12, I went to a party, and everybody was drinking, and so I just grabbed me a beer and started drinking.
The first time I drank, you know, it was fun. Find a game, see if we can do it without getting caught. But I didn't know that I was going to want it more.
I wasn't drinking beer. It took too long to get drunk, and I didn't like the taste very well.
You know, it got to the point where I was drinking so much, I was getting bored with the feeling. I was getting bored with the buzz.
That's all that goes through your head is, when am I going to get wasted again?
You know, I started in slowly, you know, with pot. Then you just slowly move up the scale. It's the typical story of a drug user.
Beer's the easiest thing for teenagers to get, and so they take one beer, which is like your first step.
Don't even do it. It's not worth it. Take it from somebody you know of.
A public service message from The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, I've really focused on a lot of themes over the last 25 years we've been on the radio, ladies and gentlemen. News the networks refuse to use is one of them. We cover stories they'll never touch, and even when we talk about the same story, our take is so different. It's from a God, family, and country, and life, liberty, and property perspective, always. I also have made this claim often. You know what? I don't want to hear what everybody says about Ammon Bundy or Eric Parker or any of these kind of things. I want to know what they say. We don't need to have the world tell us what they think and say and believe. We need to hear from them. And I've done my best to put these people on the radio. I do not control what they say. I do not prep them. I mean, I do talk about, hey, let's cover these items or whatever to try to create order to the broadcast. But I never tell them what they can and cannot say. I do say don't swear on the radio and don't be so sexually explicit that it gets us in trouble with the FCC, things like that. But I never control what people say, and I do my best to tell it as I see it, and to be as transparent on the air and off the air, in public and private. So, Andrea Parker, I just want to make this very clear. Do you feel like I've ever controlled what you've said or put words in your mouth or prevented you from saying something you want to say? We need to make sure this is clear in the media, not only for us, but for everyone.
No, you've given me the ability to spread my message, and you've been there. It's been great because we don't get a lot of people that are willing to let us put our narrative out there. I've seen time and time again where you get interviewed by someone and they will chop it up. You've never done that to me, and you've been really huge in helping us get our message out.
I don't do that to anybody. Is there anything you would like to tell America? You've got the airwaves. You've got the, it'll be recorded. It'll be archived. Anything you want to say, feel free to say it. I just want to make sure there's never any time where Sam's talked too much and you never got a chance. I know I talk a lot. That's just what radio hosts do. I apologize. But is there anything you want to say? I want to give you a chance to do that.
You know, we, the people, are so important in our government, and we need to hold people accountable, and we need to speak out. So talk to your neighbors about issues that you think are important. Do your own investigation. That's always important. Don't just believe what people are saying. And be on a jury. If you ever get that jury summons, that's one of the most important things in our government as well. It comes down to us holding them accountable and us being the judge and jury. So always remember that.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, there you have it. Andrea, please keep us posted. We'll have you back from time to time and keep up on this. Even though it seems like things are starting to kind of change, that doesn't mean this is at all wrapped up. We haven't seen the end of this whatsoever.
Thank you, Sam.
Thanks, Andrea. There she goes. By the way, tell your husband we're grateful that he's free. We love him. We're grateful for his valiant stand for the sacred cause of liberty. Thank you, ma'am. All right, Kurt, you want to give any final tidbits on that before we get to the hard-hitting news?
Well, I suppose it depends on what the hard-hitting news is exactly, but, you know, what's
well,
so
it's the lowly office
to
tool, Kurt. Come on, you should know.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to talk about this because it makes an important point, folks.
Yeah, the least to me, that was the reason I brought it up, is here we are talking about the abolition of freedom of speech in America, the losses of our liberties, you know, in such an evident way. We see it right and left, and yet, you know, the big news today from our pals at Google is that it's the 131st anniversary of the hole puncher. I mean, Sam, we thought we were covering some big stuff, but man, I almost missed the 131st anniversary of the hole puncher. I mean,
just think of how many court documents that thing's been involved in, Kurt.
Whoa,
that hole puncher.
pretty impressive, you know, when you think about all those valuable things that this means. But, I mean, it's just a joke, ladies and gentlemen, and yet it shows you the fact about how he who owns the media makes the rules.
Well,
and they're going to talk about the hole puncher today around the water cooler, I suppose, huh, Sam?
Yeah, what do they call that? Google Doodle?
Yep.
Is highlighting that. Of all the things. So you got Ryan Bundy gets free from jail and goes to a, you know, a halfway house or whatever he's monitored.
You can hardly find it.
And you got Google Doodle promoting the hole punch? These guys, they're doing their very best to stay out of the news, Kurt. Not hunt for
well,
it.
Well, or to move it to, you know, the weird, the goofy, you know, the Judge Roy Moore kind of stuff, the salacious stuff. Instead of really talking about the things that Judge Roy Moore is for, they want to titillate and, you know, do that stuff to the American people, in my opinion.
Yeah, it's just amazing that this goes on. Now, there's two other stories that I want to highlight. They're not so, you know, soft or whatever word you want to use is the hole punch 131st year, what, anniversary or whatever.
Right.
I mean, I didn't know we celebrated hole punches in America. We can't have a day for George Washington.
You missed it, I guess.
We can absolutely, you know, celebrate hole punch week.
Yeah.
And it's kind of crazy.
Wow.
Hole punch or history, buddy. You got to dig into that and understand that. That ought to be a course in school. You can study hole punch or history. But don't study the Patriots. They're racists.
Yeah.
See, crazy. All right, I want to talk about this cancer study. It's warning us, Kurt, about something that the mainstream press doesn't want to highlight either.
The cancer study, let's see, just look in there.
One drink
was this
per day.
Oh, yeah.
Can increase your risk of cancer, new study warns. Now, they've been selling alcohol and telling you, you know what, if you have one drink a day, it's good for you. It helps your heart. It makes men and women kinder and, you know, it makes you more attractive. They've been promoting the benefits and promoting alcohol, the government getting tax dollars and the media getting financed by radio promotions and sponsorships for literally ever. And now a study comes out and the mainstream press is too busy talking about the hole punch.
Yep. That's exactly right, Sam. And, you know, there's so much real news, but you look at that, the sources, the Atlanta Journal-Constitution, which, you know, Nadja Parker is the author there. And it's in their Atlanta Health, Diet, and Fitness news section. So, you know, you're going to have a hard time finding that, I suppose. But I don't see anybody else really picking up. But they say, do you enjoy the occasional cocktail? Beware, because even moderate consumption of alcohol can increase your risk of cancer, according to a new report. These researchers were at the American Society of Clinical Oncology, and they recently conducted an experiment that was published in what's called the Journal of Clinical Oncology, and that's a fancy word, oncology, for study of cancer, just so you know, to determine the link between drinking and the disease. They say to do so, they looked at several studies that found a strong correlation between alcohol and cancer. After gathering all the data, they concluded that about 3.5% of all cancer-related deaths were due to alcohol consumption. Doesn't sound like that fun of a thing in there.
By one road happen, how many of the alcohol companies would pull advertising if these you know, mainstream outlets started covering that. The sports network started running commercials about the evils of alcohol and you know, these kinds of things. You think that's going to be happening, Kurt?
I don't think so, Sam, because
it happens on Liberty Roundtable, Liberty News Radio daily, Kurt.
Yeah, good point. But anyway, that's the bottom line is these drug sellers and alcohol sellers, they got a lot of pals in the media, don't they?
Oh, without a doubt. All right, now, this story is not pleasant to cover either, but I guess they're going to be doing some testing in Oklahoma? What the heck?
Yeah, now, there's a couple of sources for this. One was the Drudge Report, and then they point to Fox23.com. I guess it's a local affiliate there in Oklahoma. But the headline reads, Biological Weapons Simulation Test Planned in Oklahoma. They say the department, by the way, Dateline Newkirk, Oklahoma. Here's the quick facts of it. Department of Homeland Security plans to release chemicals to test the protection offered by buildings in Newkirk, Oklahoma. They say a legal notice appeared in the local newspaper saying the department would release, quote, non-hazardous, non-toxic chemicals and biological materials, end quote. It's kind of interesting story after the one where we did what yesterday, where they sued the people because they got some dust on them. But anyway, these tests are planned for 2018, they say. The data should help the department assess the impact of biological weapons, they say. So I submit that if you live in Newkirk, maybe you ought to move to another place, huh, Sam?
I don't know what you ought to do.
I mean, holy cow.
Listen, where on earth are they getting this testing for? And is this a precursor to an attack or what? And what? This is very strange.
Wow.
But don't worry. We got to talk about the celebration of the hole punch.
Yeah. Good point.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this.
I do know.
I don't really know how to respond to these kind of stories.
Yeah.
Now. That's we can't talk crazy. About this in detail today, but we're going to get to this like tomorrow or whatever. Michael Savage is getting all religious, Kurt?
Well, yeah. I found this kind of refreshing, Sam. Now, he is getting older, and in my opinion, a lot of times that's what happens is people start to, repenting as they get closer to the, judgment day, if you will. Yeah, Michael Savage has got a new book out. Now, I know he's selling the book and stuff like that, but I will simply say I welcome him to the ranks of talk show hosts that promote the idea that we ought to focus a little bit more on God.
If he talks too much about God, though, he's going to go the way of Sam Bushman, where they won't let him be a big star, and in the way of Glenn Beck, where he got kicked off of Fox. And, I pray for Michael Savage, and I don't know if this is a genuine conversion or not, but I sure pray that it is, Kurt. I hope that it is.
Good point. Yeah, I agree.
I mean, I don't know how to treat this any better than that, but to say I hope it's genuine. Yeah. I hope it blesses his life, the life of his family, and all those who come in contact with Michael Savage. I hope it's a blessing and that it's true and that it's real. Because I know.
Yes. Amen to that.
I know that if you follow Jesus Christ, it can be life-changing. I bear my witness to that reality that the Prince of Peace loves us and invites us to follow him. Not to restrict us, not to control us, but to bless us and to make us free, to allow us to become all that we can become. And I pray that Michael Savage's conversion is genuine, because he'll receive happiness like he's never known if you follow God's plan of happiness. All right, wonderful news. We'll talk about that in more detail tomorrow, because I want to get into the details of the book and some more of the stuff. But I'm just telling you, that's something to celebrate. I wanted to end on good news is why I highlight it or tease it for tomorrow, if you will. LibertyRoundtable.com. Donate today. We declare this nation shall endure.